Dennis Law Estate Basketball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports Crew live courtside for all the action of Warriors basketball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
Well, the Stan State men's basketball team completed their November road trip and entered tonight's home and CCAA opener with a 3-3 record. The Warriors have already won more games away from the Fitz in this first month than they did all last year. The Warrior faithful finally get a chance to meet this year's team, led by newcomers John Wade III and Dontrell Hewlett, two electrically athletic and skilled players who lead the team in scoring. The fans also get to welcome back Tony Singleton, who missed nearly all of last season with a knee injury. Tonight, the Warriors hope to get off on a winning note, but it won't be easy as preseason number 3 pick in the CCAA, the East Bay Pioneers, come to the Fitz with one of the top players in the conference, center Grady Lewis. Coach Brian Rooney's team is off to a solid start, including a win over nationally ranked Point Loma. Can the Warriors get off to a good start at home, or will the Pioneers ruin the party? We're about to find out, folks. Warriors basketball is on the air.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices where you can find new and quality used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation, and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And for the first time in the 2023-24 men's basketball season, we are live from the Fitz. My name is Brian Nelson. I'm bringing you all the action tonight. Gabby Rossum here to produce this for us tonight, and we are excited to finally be home. You know, the old song, I'm going home to the place where I belong. I won't sing it, folks, because that'll make everybody turn it off. But for the Warriors, an opportunity to finally get a chance to play in the home whites on their home floor. It has been a good month of travel, but it has been a long month of travel. The Warriors have been in Reno. They have been in Moraga. They have been in San Diego. They've been in San Rafael. They've been in San Francisco, and they've been in Sonoma, all in a matter of a month. So they have put plenty of miles on the bus, and now it's nice to just enjoy the friendly confines of the Fitz. The crowd is coming in, and we're excited to have an exciting home basketball game for you tonight as the Warriors take on what many people believe to be one of the top teams in the CCAA, the East Bay Pioneers. And welcome to the Play It Again pregame show. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, our pregame show sponsor this year. And for Stanislaus, for the fans, it's an opportunity to learn some new names and numbers. A lot of new names. We talked about a couple in the opening. John Wade III, number one, an electric, exciting, athletic player. D1 bounce back from Cal State Northridge. Dontrell Hewlett, number 12, a athletic finisher, loves to get downhill to the basket. He comes from Odessa College in Texas. You've got Will Chavron, a transfer from Cal Poly Pomona. You've got the point guard, Cam Walker, Turlock's own, transfer from Porterville. A lot of new names, and we'll talk about more and more of them as we come through. These guys are still trying to figure out how to coalesse. Warriors will run out their seventh different starting lineup in 7 games. This time, it's because a couple of the guys have been battling the flu. They've missed some practice this week. And so they will not start, but they will play. A guy that is coming back, but really has improved significantly for the Warriors, is a guy by the name of Micah Boone. Boone has been outstanding. In fact, lately he has been their best shooter. He is averaging nearly 12.5 points a game. He has scored in double figures in 4 of his last 5, including matching his career high of 18 points the night before Thanksgiving, and the Warriors lost to Academy of Art. Here's the other thing about Micah that I think is really, really important. He is also averaging 7 rebounds a game in his last 3 contests. So he's doing it on the offensive end, and he's also doing it on the glass. And he is a guy who's going to get a start tonight, and they're hoping that he can really keep that positive momentum going on the offensive end for the Warriors. And for Stanislaus tonight, one of the things they have got to do a better job of, they got to clean it up. They have turned the ball over way too often. They have turned it over 18 times a game in the last two games. And by the way, they've lost both of those games. When you look at Stanislaus, they lost the season opener in overtime to 11th-ranked Point Loma. Then the Warriors ran off three state victories over Fresno Pacific, Dominican, and a very good Western Oregon team. Then the Warriors took on Sioux Falls, who won their conference last year, had 19 wins last year, dropped that game. And then Stanislaus lost to Academy of Art, who has been in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, by 9 points the day before Thanksgiving. And so for the Warriors, you never like to lose, but their three losses are against three perennial, really, really talented basketball teams. And for Stanislaus to be successful tonight, they have got to take care of the basketball. We'll talk about East Bay in a minute, but they love to turn you over, get out in the open floor, and finish and turn live ball turnovers into easy buckets on their end. And for Stanislaus, they've got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. The other things the Warriors have to do, they have fouled way too often this year. They are averaging committing over 20 fouls a game. That means you're pretty much putting a team in double bonus in the first half and the second half. Warriors have got to do a better job of playing defense with their feet, less with their hands. And Coach is going to try a few things tonight to see if he can help that for the Warriors. For the East Bay Pioneers, they come into this game 3-2. They snapped a two-game winning losing streak by defeating Alaska 76-52 last Saturday. And they are led by one of the top players in the conference. He is the best post player in the conference, and that is Grady Lewis. 6'9", sophomore. He is outstanding. He does all the things. He can rebound. He can post you up. He can step out. He is one of the top players. He is extremely physical. And so it'll be very important for the Warriors to try to make somebody else beat them here tonight. But this is an East Bay team that is very talented. They have five former Division I players on this team, including Talano Hardy from Sac State, Tyree Campbell, who is a transfer from Cal Baptist, Deshaun Eaton, who came from Cal State Fullerton, and Chris James, who came from Eastern Michigan, and their second best player, Demetrios Klenaris, a transfer from Cal Berkeley. And for Klenaris, he's a guy that comes to this game averaging nearly 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. He's shooting 45% from the field, and he has scored in double figures in 4 of his last 5, including a career-high 25 a couple weeks ago against St. Mark's. So Coach Brian Rooney from East Bay just popped over and said hi. Nice guy, always very, very encouraging. Appreciate him very much. We've got a lot of really quality coaches in this conference. And Klenaris is a guy who is a former All-CCAA honorable mention last year when he averaged 11.5 points and over 6 rebounds a game. So Grady is good. Klenaris is solid. But this is a team, as we talked about, they turn defense into offense. They're a team, when they are doing what they want to do, they average outscoring their opponents 10 points a game in points off turnovers. And they do it, not only do they turn you over, but they get out in transition and they score. If there's one issue for East Bay, they have not shot the basketball particularly well, especially from behind the three-point line. They are shooting under 30% as a team from behind the three-point line, and they're going to face the number one three-point defense in Stanislaus State here tonight. So it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. And finally, if you're East Bay, you've got to get good looks. You've got to get the ball inside to Lewis and play inside out, because if you have to play half court and pass the ball around the perimeter, that is not their game, and they're going to have a tough time scoring against this very good Warrior defense. Well, a month on the road can seem daunting to many clubs, especially a team like Stanislaus, who is trying to meld the old with the new on this year's club. Earlier tonight, I had a chance to sit down with Coach Paul Trevor to ask him his thoughts on the month-long road trip and what he has learned thus far about his team. We also talked about the improved play of Micah Boone and his development into a top-flight scorer at this level. And finally, we discussed the difficulty in playing a dominant post player like Grady Lewis and how he hopes his team can contain the all-conference center and what it will take to get off on a good note in the CCAA. It's the Coach Trev Show, brought to you by Crivelli Shirts and More.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
Well, it's time for the Coach Trev Show, brought to you by Crivelli Shirts and More, here with men's basketball coach Paul Trevor. And Coach, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen you. You guys have been continuing that month-long road trip. Talk to us a little bit about how things have gone as you finally get a chance to play here at the Fitz.
Well, I think, you know, 3-3, we'll take it, but we're not real happy with it. I think the loss at Academy of Art was disappointing right before Thanksgiving. We felt like we had an opportunity to win that game, and we just didn't play real well. But the great part is coming home and having 5 or 6 days to try and, you know, repair some of the mistakes we were making, get the execution a little better. And I think that gives us an opportunity, especially tonight, for the CCAA opener.
Now, Coach, it's like almost like playing another road game, though. Even though you practice here every day, you haven't played in front of your fans. Is there a little bit of a different energy you're going to have to watch with your guys a little bit, especially the new guys? This is their first game at the Fitz.
Oh, definitely. You know, sometimes teams struggle to play together at home. Players want to show out or look real good. I'm hoping we don't have that problem tonight. I'm hoping we play together. And, you know, it just comes down to sharing the ball and then defending.
Now, Coach, one guy that really has stepped up this year, he had a couple good games last year, but he has been much more consistent, especially on the offensive end, and that's Micah Boone. Talk to us a little about what you have seen from Micah so far in this young season.
Well, the best thing that Micah's doing is he's scoring the ball really, really well, but he's scoring it out of context of our offense. He's not forcing the ball. He's not taking bad shots. He's taking high percentage shots, which is why his shooting percentage is so good. And then he's also rebounding the basketball at a really high level. So those are two areas where he's really improved. It's just so nice to see him have success.
And finally, here comes East Bay. And it's weird, the familiarity that we have with East Bay, just because you guys play the same preseason tournaments with them. I feel like we see Coach Rooney all the time in the month of November. Talk to us a little bit about what they do that is challenging. And then they have a player, Grady Lewis, who's one of the best players in the conference, especially at the post position. What are you guys going to have to do to try to limit his touches and make other guys beat you?
Definitely. Well, they're real physical. You know, they're a very strong team. They have a lot of transfers. They defend at a high level. They put a lot of pressure on you with the ball. They like to get out in transition when they can force their turnovers. But the two areas where we really need to be focused on is we need to be able to rebound the basketball against them, and we need to be able to not turn it over. If we do those two things, we'll be okay. In terms of Lewis, I mean, that's a challenge. I mean, he's such a good finisher down there, right and left hand. We have some plans for him, and we'll see how it works.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. Go Warriors.
We'll come back. We'll have starting lineups and the tip right after this.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Welcome back to the Fitz and the Play It Again pregame show. It is time for the starting lineups, brought to you by Katana Sushi. First, for the visiting Cal State East Bay Pioneers, starting at one guard, a 6'3 senior, Chris James. At the other guard position, 6'5 sophomore, Tyree Campbell. At 1-4 position, 6'6 senior, Demetrius Klonaris. The other forward position, 6'5 sophomore, Peyton White. And the center, 6'9 sophomore, Grady Lewis. Pioneers are coached by Brian Rooney. His assistants are Mike Eggleton, Craig Ashmore, and Ty Echeverria. For the Stanislaus State Warriors, another game, another different starting lineup. Warriors been battling the flu bug. Starting at one guard will be a 6'1 junior, Cam Walker. The other starting guard, getting his first start as a Warrior, 6'5 junior, Dontrell Hewlett. At 1-4 position, 6'3 junior, Jonathan Chengang. We call him JT. The other forward position, 6'6 sophomore, Micah Boone. And the center, 6'7 sophomore Daniel Amaya. Warriors coached by Paul Trevor. Assistants are Jordan Santa Marina, Shauna Nunes, and Frank Mongi. And we are about ready to get this started. Finally, what to watch for, presented by 10 Pin Fun Center. Marquee matchup tonight. Well, it's the big fellas. Two sophomore centers, Daniel Amaya and Grady Lewis. Who can stay on the floor? And who can be the most effective, both offensively and defensively, will go a long way toward determining which of these two teams gets the win. And finally, the numbers to know. We're going to add up the three-point field goals made and the free throws made. Whoever can do better in those two areas is probably a team that's going to get the win. The tip brought to you by Turlock Direct Magazine is won by Daniel Amaya, and the Warriors will have the ball first. They're in their home whites with black numbers outlined in red. East Bay in their red road uniforms with white numbers outlined in black. Warriors going from our left to right. For those of you listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com, Micah Boone penetrates, takes it all the way in, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Amaya. His left-handed layup's no good. Another opportunity, but the Warriors can't get it. Peyton White gets the rebound, and then he travels, and it'll be Warrior basketball. Well, Stanislaus got two shots right at the bucket and could not get them to go. Walker to trigger in under the basket. Gets it out to Boone. His three ball from the left corner, short, no good, and the rebound pulled down by James. And for the fifth consecutive game, the Warriors cannot get off to a start offensively. Quick shot by Campbell coming the other way. Shoots it long from the left wing, and the rebound pulled down by Boone. Gets it to Walker, and the Warriors look to set. Hewlett getting his first start, penetrates against Campbell, takes it inside, draws a lot of contact, no foul, and East Bay takes it the other way with Klenaris. He'll take it all the way in, and they're going to get a foul on JT on the other end, and immediately Coach Trev up saying, wait a minute, a lot of contact down there, not a ton down here, and one got the free throws and the other one didn't. Demetrius Klenaris will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Klenaris, as you said, a D1 bounce back from Cal. Klenaris played 34 games for the Bears over 3 years. His left-handed free throw is good. Klenaris, a 78% free throw shooter. This is an East Bay team that has struggled from the free throw line, shooting 68% as a team, but Klenaris, not one of those guys that struggles. Second free throw is also good, and East Bay jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Full court pressure by the Pioneers. Walker's got it. He'll bring it up against James. A little contact. Walker gets it across the timeline, gets it to JT, right wing. Over to Amaya, swinging around to Walker, left side. And the ball is stolen by Campbell. He'll take it against Hewlett, and Hewlett will foul him. And Campbell will go to the line to shoot two. And we talked about live ball turnovers being a problem. And that time, Walker, lazy pass. Campbell got in the passing lane, and he'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. Tyree Campbell, transfer from Cal Baptist, where he played 27 games in the 21-22 season, redshirted last year, averaging 11.5 points, nearly three rebounds and 1.5 assists as he makes the first free throw. 3-0 East Bay. Campbell, a 63% free throw shooter, had a career-high 16 against St. Martin's couple of weeks ago. Second free throw rattles around and drops, and East Bay's got four from the free throw line, and they lead 4-0. Warriors have had great opportunities. They just have not been able to get it to go. JT hands it off to Walker. His long three ball right wing, back iron no good off of the shot clock, and it will be East Bay basketball. Klenaris to trigger it in. Warriors going to go a little full court press. Warriors still looking for their first bucket. They have gotten off to tremendously slow starts the last five games, where they have struggled to score at all in the first 5 minutes. Campbell penetrates, gets cut off by Boone, gets it to Lewis, and he's going to be fouled as the shot's no good. And the Pioneers are going to go to the free throw line for the fifth and sixth times, and we haven't even played 2 minutes yet. Foul is going to be on Amaya and Grady Lewis to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lewis averaging 14 points, 8.5 rebounds a game, shoots 63% from the field, and he makes the first free throw. and it's 5-0. East Bay, a perfect 5 of 5 from the line. Second free throw rattles in and out, no good. And Amaya pulls down the defensive rebound. Warriors with the basketball. Walker, hounded by James, gets it out to Boone, guarded by White. Hewlett can't pick it up as Campbell out right in his jersey. Hewlett now penetrates, loses the basketball, steals it back, goes up against Lewis, and his shot is blocked, no good, and ends up in the hands of Campbell. Warriors cannot get a shot off. Ball is taken in by James, and he lays it in, and it's 7-0 Pioneers. And the Warriors again off to a very slow start. Walker to JT. Guarded by Clenaris. Gets it over to Boone, right wing. Boone takes it. Pullback 15-footer, short, no good. Warriors still over. Ball volleyballed around on the floor. Hewlett on the deck to get it, and he'll be fouled by Clenaris. And the Warriors just cannot throw it in the ocean. They are 0-7 from the field. And they've had some good looks, especially early on. JT looks to trigger it in, gets it to Walker. East Bay, a very strong defensive team. Walker gets it to Amaya down on the block, guarded by Lewis. Hands it off to Boone. Back to Amaya, who lays it in. Little give and go that time between Boone and Amaya. And the Warriors get on the board. It's 7-2. Inside 17 minutes to go. Peyton White, right baseline, dribbles it, pulls back out. Little 17-footer is going to be long, no good. An offensive rebound by Campbell, and he'll be fouled again. And East Bay will go back to the free throw line once again. If that's on Hewlett, that'll be his second. And we'll get our first look at Tony Singleton. So Campbell, who made his first two free throws. We talked about the Warriors' propensity to foul, and they have lived up to that so far here in the first three-plus minutes as Hewlett has to go sit down with two fouls. Campbell makes the first free throw. It's now 8-2. Campbell, second free throw, is also good, and the Pioneers back out to a 7-point lead at 9-2. Full court pressure, but Pioneers back off, and James picks up Walker as he crosses the timeline. Singleton, left wing, from a screen from Maya, gets it to JT, over to Walker. His open three ball rattles in and out, no good. Battling for the rebound is Boone, but it ends up in the hands of Campbell, who passes it to Lewis, who almost loses it out of bounds, saves it, and now the East Bay looks to penetrate. Clenaris all the way down, can't get it, but Chris James with the follow tips it in, and it's 11-2. Well, you were hoping that Stanislaus, getting a little home cooking, would figure out a way to get out of the off the schneid early. That has not happened again here today. They find themselves behind again, 11-2. Clenaris almost steals it from JT on the pass from Amaya. Now hand off to Singleton, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Screen comes, Singleton penetrates, kicks it out. Walker's long three left wing, short, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Lewis. And Cam Walker off to an extremely slow start, not only tonight, but for the season from the field. Clenaris open three from the left corner. He buries it, and the Pioneers have jumped out to a 14-2 lead. And Coach Trav calls time. 15:40 to go. Pioneers 14, Warriors 2. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, Visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
One thing we didn't discuss in the pregame show, maybe I just was hoping if I didn't say anything it wouldn't happen again, was that the Warriors have gotten on to horrible starts. And tonight is no different, as they have just really struggled to find any sort of offensive rhythm in the first 5 to 10 minutes of ball games, and it's happened here again tonight. Warriors 1 of 10 from the field, 0 for 4 from behind the arc. East Bay is 3 of 6 from the field. Warriors taking 4 more shots and made 2 less, and East Bay 7 of 8 already from the free throw line, and they lead 14 to 2. Again, token full court pressure. John Wade check in for the Warriors. He'll get it to Singleton. Singleton left wing down on the block to Amaya. Hands it off to JT. Back to Singleton. His three ball left wing. Back iron no good. And the rebound pulled down by Clonaris. Again, Warriors getting the shot they want. They just can't make it. James gets it across the timeline. Penetrates against Boone. Cut off. Gets it to Clonaris. Swinging around left side to Campbell. And we're going to get Amaya with his second foul. Battling Grady Lewis on the block. Well, we say, which of these two guys can stay on the floor? And right now, Lewis... no fouls. Amaya's got 2 points, but he's also got 2 fouls, and he's going to have to go to the bench. And Matafale is going to check back in, and now the Warriors are going to be really small against a very long, very physical Pioneer team. Warriors just got to stay in striking distance somehow and not let this get completely away from them. Campbell, guarded by Boone, over to James, screens from Lewis. Little pick and roll, JT on him now. Clonaris, little cut, pulls up, 15-footer left elbow. Nails it, and it's 16-2, and Clonaris already was 7. John Wade, guarded by Campbell. Wade, the transfer from Northridge, swinging around to Boone. Pump fake, gets white in the air, and then Boone gets bumped before he travels. The foul will be on Peyton White. For White, that'll be his first personal, second team foul. And we'll get our first look at Deshaun Eaton. Eaton, the transfer from Cal State Fullerton, where last year he played 30 games for the Titans, averaged 2.5 points a game. Wade to trigger it in, gets it to Boone, his baseline jumper. Back iron no good, and the shooting woes for the Warriors continue. Rebound pulled down by the Pioneers, and James looks to set the offense. James guarded by Singleton. Screen comes from Campbell, and Campbell's going to call for the offensive foul. Campbell didn't get himself set. Singleton did a good job of drawing the offensive foul, initiating the contact, and the Warriors get an opportunity here, try to chip away at this 14-point East Bay advantage. Filet, left wing, way out high. JT's now got it. Warriors have a tough time getting anything inside. Filet shoots a three ball. He misses it, no good. And Clonaris moves Boone right out of the way and pulls down the rebound. And Eaton will take it all the way in. They will give him the bucket and the foul. Heavy-duty continuation. Foul is going to be on Singleton, and Deshaun Eaton will go to the line. And East Bay has stretched the lead out to 18-2. Get our first look at Talano Hardy. And Julian Lopez. Lopez, 6'3 senior from Hacienda Heights. Eaton shoots the free throw off the back iron, no good. He cannot convert the three-point play, and it stays 18-2. Boone, a long three, short, no good, and one and done as the rebound pulled down by Campbell. Campbell takes it all the way in. Shots blocked by Wade, gets it back, swings it out to Eaton, to Lopez, his three ball, back iron, no good, and Filet chases down the offense or the defensive board, gets it to Wade, to Singleton, where he's got to get something in transition. Get it to Boone. He'll try another one. Got it. Finally, Micah Boone gets one to go, and it's 18-5. Lopez guarded by Wade. Warriors trying to pick up the defensive pressure. Campbell gets up in the air, kicks it back out to Lopez. Swing it around to Hardy, down on the block. To Lewis. Double team comes, but it comes too late. Lewis spins baseline and scores over Filet, and it's 20-5. Well, last time the Warriors trailed 20-5 in a game was against Dominican. Warriors came back and won it. Wade knocks down the triple. And it's 20-8. Quickly the other way is Eaton to Hardy. Down on the block to Lewis against the smaller Fillet. And Fillet pokes the ball away. Lewis goes sprawling. The Warriors got 5-on-4 if they push. Did it to Wade. Wade puts it on the deck. And then they're going to get Fillet for an offensive foul. I think Fillet thought Wade was going to go one way and he went the other. And Fillet got himself caught. Klinaris to check back in for Campbell. And Kevin Ebirakwe, one of the tougher names to pronounce in the CCAA, checks in for Grady Lewis. So can the Warriors chip away at this 12-point deficit with Grady Lewis on the bench? Eaton out high, guarded by Wade. He'll pull up from 15. Back iron no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Hardy as he took it away from Chavarin. Eaton another shot in the lane. This one's short, no good, and Fillet pulls down the rebound. Chavarin to Wade. Warriors got to try to get something in transition here. They have struggled in the half court. Wade gets knocked down, no call. Throws it off the hands of Lopez out of bounds, and it will stay Stanislaus basketball. 12-17 to go. Warriors trail 20-8. Warriors now 3 of 16 from the field after starting 1 for 14, and they have made their last two threes. Wade gets it to Chavarin. His three ball top of the key. Got it! Will Chavarin knocks down the triple. That's three in a row. And just like that, the lead is 9. It's 20-11. Warriors on a quick little 6-0 run, and they've outscored East Bay 9-2 over the last 2.5 minutes. Klinaris double-teamed, has to swing it around. Gets it to Hardy in the corner. His three ball is good. Nice ball movement that time out of the double team. And Hardy knocked down the triple. Hardy now, as Wade pulls up and air balls a three short. And the rebound pulled down.